In the beginning, there was only chaos. All things were constantly out of balance. Then, the goddess Opalini and her children brought balance to the realm. In time, some of them became too greedy for their own good, and imbalance resulted. Who will step forth and return balance to this world? Who can be found worthy?
Ooh, pick me! Pick me!
Yeah,
I guarantee
pick me
you,
too.
I can go.
Is there anyone at all?
If Opalini would have
maybe,
just came
how about
me
you,
first,
sir?
It'd be done
down
by now.
In the front.
Yeah, we get her done.
Down there in the front. Anybody at all? But
come
the guys
on.
In the back.
Hey, you
Jeffro.
Rabbit shoot a bug before?
Jeffro, get on my shoulder.
Honestly,
get on my shoulder.
Honestly, almost anybody will do.
Three halflings in a coat.
Look at me.
You know what? Fine. You bunch of psychos. I don't even. You know what? Start the show. Just start the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the very first episode of the Lofty Adventurers Guild. Glad everybody's here.
Thank you.
Hi. We are a Real Play D&D podcast. Our DM is Mark.
Mark!
We also have...
Starting off hot.
We also have Travis, who plays Jeffro.
I am Jeffro. I'm Jeffro. Jeffro Clyde. Nice to meet you.
Alex, who plays Morlin.
I am Morlin. Morlin Treefeller.
And
my father, is it not my turn anymore?
And I'm Mike. I play Imp. Go ahead, Mark, take it away.
Well, you find yourselves all on a bright spring day gathered together at the Clyde Farm. There's talk of something happening in the glade. It appears that today is field day for all of the school children. And... it's customary for the children in the pre-K that haven't started school yet to come out to the glade and have a picnic and get to see what goes on in school. Kind of get them excited, get them interested, and kind of get them to meet their future classmates. So you're all together there. Emmy and Elmer, Clyde, they don't like to let Jeffro out of their sight too much. They're always worried something's going to happen to him, so they're coming with him. And they've volunteered to bring Morland and Imp along as well. They do know that ahead of them already, the copper dragon that is in charge of this area will already be there with a few of his small children. And so you're all pretty excited. As you come walking through the forest along an old trail, you hear excited sounds up ahead and something that sounds like music. As you get closer, you hear a fiddle and a panpipe and tiny singing voices. Right about this time, you come into the opening of the glade and you see the scene before you. There is a pixie playing the fiddle along with a satyr playing the panpipe and several pixies of various sorts and sprites floating about, singing and dancing, along with a unicorn and a pegasus, something that you guys have never seen before. Off to the far side of the glade, you see several dragons, one fairly large one, whom you recognize as the forest keeper, along with several other of various colors that you've never met, and some small dragons that are circled around a half dragon reading a book. And you've heard of her. She's been known to go around and tell tales and to spread knowledge. She's the one that you first met. Riva is the name, and she's the librarian of the school. And she's basically the first person you've met from school that has kind of given you an idea of what school might be like. And she's here today as sort of a introductory day. And what do you guys want to do?
I want to watch the... You said it was a sprite playing the pan flute? Or a satyr?
A satyr playing the pan flute.
I want to watch the satyr and learn, because I also have a pan flute, and
okay.
I want to get better at it.
So I'll go ahead and move you over that way. Doo-doo-doo. So yeah, you see your buddy Imp just making a beeline over for where the music and the dancing is.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk over to the dancing too, especially next to that unicorn.
Well, you start to go over that way, and Elmer says, "Don't you go too far, boy. I
come
don't want
on,
you getting out
come
of sight."
Come on, Paul, just let me go. Look at all them people having fun over there.
Yeah. I want to have fun, too.
Yeah, I know what kind of fun you like to have, boy. Don't you be getting in trouble now.
Oh, I'll be fine.
Papa Clyde, I'll go with them and watch them to make sure they stay safe.
Yeah, Morlin will be there. We're all going to be there. Imp's going to come, too. Right, Imp?
Yeah. I'm already on my way.
As long as you stick with your friends and don't get off to any trouble, then...
Doggy, Jeffro takes off before he even finishes.
Jeffro!
Let's go! Come on, guys! Let's go see this unicorn!
God, I'm going to be tired by the end of this day.
Yep, so there is, in fact, a unicorn. And it's a famous unicorn in this area. The Unicorn of the Glade is what is commonly everyone refers to it as. It's known to have been here since before anyone can remember, and it is thought that she will always be here. And across is a Pegasus. You have never seen a Pegasus up close before. You've seen them flying, you know, over the forest a time or two, but it's the first time you've seen one up close. And they seem to be enjoying the music quite a bit. And you also see, like I said, the pixie playing the fiddle. And I tell you, he is tearing it up. You've never heard anybody play like that before. He's bending them strings and getting to town. And you guys are very fascinated by this. And if anyone looks over their shoulder, they see Emmy going out into the glade where the sun is and setting up her painting easel. And Elmer, he's just kind of eyeballing you guys from afar. You can tell he's keeping his eye on you guys.
I'll tell you right now, Jeffro. I'm not one for dancing, but my foot is losing the battle with staying still. I'll tell you that right now.
Shoo-wee, this is the best stuff I've heard in my life.
That
I
is
can't
a
wait to get over there and dance
tapper.
With him. Woo-hoo!
That is a right good toe tapper. I 100%.
Morlin knows. Yeah, he gets it.
Guys, Daffy's dancing too.
I see that.
And he holds up his daffodil that dances to music.
My goodness, that is a fascinating plant.
And all
of my travels in the forest, I have not seen one like that. I tell you what, fellas, though I am quite taken by that Pegasus. I've spent my fair time of time. I've spent much time in the tops of trees, and I tell you, I love being up there in the air.
Good Lord, if we sit here listening to this whole story, we're going to be here all night. I got to get out of here.
Listen,
come on, man.
I'm supposed to keep you safe, and I'm just saying I want to fly.
Jeffro takes out, which nobody knows what's in here, but he takes out a little wooden box and he starts shaking it like a little shaker and with rhythm. He just heard.
I believe that's an music of ethnic descent. That's an instrument called a moraka.
Sure.
Imp is gonna like brush up against Morlin and kind of like nudge him towards the Pegasus when he says that he's never flown before. Trying to get him to just jump on the Pegasus.
Imp, I am not going to mount a Pegasus in the middle of the glade. We are guests here. You guys are always trying to get me in trouble. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I just walked up? That's a great idea.
Hey, Pegasus. My friend Morlin wants to meet you, I think. Go on, Morlin. Go over there and say hey to him.
I find your wings to be majestic, I think is the word. And, it would be improper of me to ask, but one day I would love to fly. There it is.
Mr. Pegasus, what Morlin is trying to get across here is he wants you to give him a ride.
And Pegasus looks at you understandingly, okay, and the unicorn turns.
This guy gets it.
Turns, looks at you speaking to him, and says he doesn't speak.
Should I talk louder?
No. The Pegasus, although he can understand you, he does not himself speak.
So, Jeffro...
Nay twice if I can have a ride.
No, Jeffro looks at him, and Jeffro starts flapping his arms. He wants to fly! Fly! Do you get that? Fly!
Jeffro. He said he can't speak, not he don't understand you.
Oh, God. My bad, y'all. My bad. Oh, before we go any further, Jeffro... I'm sorry, I forget the name of that guy. Haragon. He is the new race in D&D. But he is a very simple looking brown rabbit. There's nothing special about him. He's got like brown hair, white hair for belly hair. He wears overalls, no shoes, No shirt under his overalls. That's it. He's green eyes. He's a very, very simple looking, your regular wooded rabbit. So there would be nothing special that stands out about him. Just to get a picture of what Jeffro looks like.
So Morlin, that is my name, Mr. Pegasus, is a Morlin. And while I know I may seem imposing as a Goliath, standing high in stature and broad in weight.
Not broad in his brains, though.
Feel like that was an insult.
I'm sorry, Morlin.
But the next time you mouth off to somebody and they swing on you, you'll be glad I'm there.
You saying, what are you? Never mind. I just go back to shaking my box.
You shake your box. So, Mr. Pegasus, if I could have a ride, I know I'm large, but don't be afraid of my flame red hair. One day it will migrate from my head to my chin, and we could perhaps get me a ride at some point. Not now, but
you
eventually.
Want a ride? He wants to fly. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Couple of pixies and sprites start flying around your head, and they reach into these little pouches and start sprinkling pixie dust.
Oh my. I'm allergic to pepper.
What does that stuff do?
Oh, you'll see. This is going to be fun.
Well, give me some too.
What? Oh, you want to fly?
What is happening?
Yeah.
I feel like I have slipped the surly bonds of this here world.
So as they start flying around, you guys sprinkling the pixie dust, I mean, they're going to just include everybody because why not? That's, you know, how they are.
Look at that.
When you say everybody, do you mean everybody in the Glade or just everybody that was around us?
All around you guys. They get some on the unicorn too. Why not?
Well, my question is specifically, what about Jeffro's father?
Nope, he's way over there.
Okay, then as we fly up, I'm just going to look at him. I'm going to be like, bye. We're leaving.
Ma, Pa, look at me. First flying bunny ever.
For the record, this is not what I asked for. Just want to say, for the record, I was here to defend them. I was having a kindly conversation with a Pegasus, and some pixies sprinkled me with some form of herb.
You're going to get high.
Oh my.
Here's how you do it. You just think of a happy thought.
I really do love a good spruce tree.
What? Spruce trees are awful tall. As soon as you think of a spruce tree in your mind, you shoot straight up in the air, like to the height of the top of a spruce tree.
Happy thoughts, happy thoughts.
Oh my. Now, did he say spruce tree out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm going to say, dragon, dragon, dragon.
And Imp is also going to, he's going to say, Morlin, Morlin. And he wants to go as high as Morlin, and he wants to use prestidigitation as he's flying to make like little fireworks.
Pew, pew, pew.
So you say, dragon, 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 right? And across the glade, because you're not being quiet, the whole quiet story time over there turns to look at you, and they're like, yes. And
oh my.
You start floating up into the air.
You,
Imp, is like, Morlin, Morlin, Morlin. And you think of fireworks, which makes you happy. Cast your little spell, and now you've got like little jets coming off of the bottom of your feet, sparks coming out of your hair. You've got like bottle rockets shooting out of your ears. Pew, pew, pew. And Elmer's like, this is exactly the kind of thing I told y'all boys not to do.
All I did was talk to a Pegasus and think about a tree, and here I am.
You didn't say anything about not flying.
Right, yeah, in their defense.
We're not in trouble yet.
Mr. Clyde, you did not say we could not fly.
Do I have any control of my flight?
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to zoom over there by the dragons, and as I zoom by, I'm go, I'm a dragon too! Look at me!
Elmer's like, boy, you get on over here. I'm going to give you a whoop, and you leave them dragons alone.
You
don't
can't
you
catch me, Pa.
That's what you think, boy. And he goes over there, and he starts talking to the copper dragon and whispers in his ear. And the dragon's like, uh-huh. Let's teach that boy a lesson. And he climbs up on the copper dragon's back and goes up in the air after you.
Oh, my.
He's chasing
that is a
dragon
large
now.
Dragon.
Okay.
I just thought of a second spruce tree. I have never been this high up without a significant amount of physical exertion of climbing the tree myself.
Nice.
However, I made the mistake just now of thinking about chopping down a large spruce tree. and I'm concerned for what might happen.
Does he fall out of the sky?
He starts to slowly float back down.
I feel like a feather.
Like a feather.
Oh, well, Jeffro sees him. He says, I got you, Marlin. I'll come help you. I'll catch you.
I'm fine.
And I dash toward him to try to catch you.
Okay.
So you're going one way.
I would prefer you did not, because you're going to bring the dragon by me.
I don't think about
and
that.
And the pixies and the sprites are flying around you, and they're like clapping, and they're freaking out. They're like loving it. One of them crawled inside your pocket.
Oh, okay. So then what Imp is going to do is he's going to keep doing the fireworks, but now, because they're all flying around, he's going to try and use the fireworks to make it look like he's propelling himself and just spin in place.
Oh, okay.
Are you trying to make them dizzy?
You're winding up.
Imp, you look like a pinwheel.
And you're slowly, like, floating down at a very, very slow pace.
Is this what it feels like, to be a leaf falling from a tree?
Oh, I'm flying as fast as I can right at him to catch him.
Okay, and you have never flown before? I'm going to roll me a d20.
First roll, baby.
First dice roll of the pod.
A 5.
Oh. A 5. So... So you're basically making a dash action, going as fast as you can, and you come barreling right into Morlin.
You're headed right at me.
I'm coming for you, Morlin.
And
I got you, buddy.
Pow! Right into him. Oh! And you knock yourself silly for a little bit of a second, and you start floating down too. Okay. You're a little zonkered, and you see all this like going by, like zoom. Zoom, every rotation. Like you
it's
see.
It's like watching on a strobe light.
It's like watching on a strobe light.
So I'm falling now instead of flying. Or no, am I
still
flying?
Yeah, you're falling.
I'm
now.
Very sorry Slowly. That you injured yourself on my thigh.
Paul, come save me, I'm falling!
He's like, oh, I'm coming for you, boy!
Get me, Paul!
When he hears Jeffro say that, Imp goes, I'm coming! And he stops spinning and uses the spell to make it look... Think Iron Man with like the hands and the feet and just flames just flying towards him.
Okay, I'm going to need you to make a wisdom check, because you're a little dizzy, too.
Is it a save or a check?
Just a check.
That's a 17.
So you did great. You're fine. You shake it off. You're like, I spin all the time.
Not my first time.
So he wants to fly straight to Jeffro and save him, because that's what Jeffro called for.
All right, you have no problems doing that. Flying over and get him. And now once you're like kind of righted again, you know, and you're not like upside down, you get your like wits about you a little bit. You're able to fly again if you like. But as long as you're thinking negative thoughts, you're not going to be able to fly, Morlin.
Well, a leaf falling
happy
to
thoughts,
the ground, it's not a bad thought. It's
That's
just,
a falling thought. That's not a flying thought.
I don't think you can tell me how I feel about a leaf.
This guy's funny.
I definitely go back to flying again, trying to get away from my paw.
No, he's on you now.
He's on me?
Dragons fly
fast.
Oh,
I'm trying to dash and duck, dive.
Duck and weave, yeah, okay. So the dragon is going to have to make a roll.
Wait, I get to oppose him though, right?
Yeah, you do. You got a 14 plus his modifier.
What's the modifier?
You don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's about this much.
16.
16. I think he wins.
He doesn't win.
He wins. So you zig and zag, and the dragon, instead of zigging and zagging, he stays a little above you and then just like does wing overs where he can turn to the side back and forth. So he's not changing his vector that much, but he's turning his body, and then your dad is reaching out trying to snatch you out of the air. So he's going to make 17. What's your armor class?
It's a 15.
Resist his grapple.
What is
it? Unmodified at 8.
So I win, right?
You got to roll.
No, I thought 15 beat 8. 13.
Yeah, you win. You slip out of his grasp for the moment. And he's like, boy, if you run away, it's going to be worse on your hiney when I get you.
But, Paul, it's Morlin's fault. He made me do it. He told them pixies to spread the dust on us, and I was trying to say no, but he said no, go ahead and do it.
This is slander?
Shut up, Morlin. You're not the ones going to get in trouble. It's his fault, Paul.
Morlin, I thought you were supposed to be protecting us, because that'll protect him later if you tell him now that it was your fault.
I feel like... I'm going to be in trouble then,
but
I do recall being the one who talked to the Pegasus first, so I pose?
You won't. See, Paul, it's his fault. I'm going down. I'm going down. Leave me alone.
An accessory to mischief?
I start flying down.
Start flying down?
Yeah, I start flying down.
He says, boy, when you get down there, go pick you off a switch because you know what's coming.
If you'd like,
Morlin.
I could find you a very nice stout switch.
Morlin, you pick the switch. A nice one. And I'm going to break it right over his hide.
Wait a minute. This is not fair. Let me pick my own switch. Okay.
I come back with a thistle reed from beside the creek.
I come back with nothing because I want to plead my case.
He says, boy, I told you to go get a switch.
Listen here, Paul. You got to let me grow up sometime. You got to let me have fun every once in a while. Just because what happened to you and Maul doesn't mean it's going to happen to me. I'll be safe.
Boy, if you get yourself dead, you can't grow up at all.
I ain't going to get dead. I got Morlin. I got Imp to protect me.
I thought you said Morlin's the one that got you in this trouble.
He is the one that got me in this trouble.
I feel like I'm more an accessory than a causal entity.
He also ain't going to get much taller. He's a rabbit.
What you trying to say, boy?
Rabbits don't get tall. I thought that was clear.
Well, I'm pretty tall for my size. I mean, come on, leave me alone. Paul, here's the thing, though. Please, just don't hurt me.
give me that switch.
As an aside, I have decided after watching you, Mr. Clyde, that I am far more interested in riding a dragon than I am a Pegasus, because it seems like Pegasi consort with fairies, and they're not my favorite.
Well, I can see why. Look at all the trouble they done caused. Look at you, fairies.
Well, but in their defense, we did get to fly.
Also, can you elaborate on that trouble that apparently it caused? All we did was fly.
You upset Mom.
I didn't upset nobody.
Look, she's over there.
We gave her something really interesting to paint.
Mom's over there painting. She ain't even painting. She's got her easel turned
in the way.
Into the light, you know, with her back to you guys, because that's the direction the light's coming from.
I love painting.
Just let me know if you do try to spank me, because I got something I want to do.
Yeah, he's like, you hand me that switch. You got Ma all upset. Look at her over there. She can't even look.
As he hands him the switch, I would like to attempt to cast Firebolt on the switch to try and get it to not be there. I want the switch to burn.
You
want to
burn?
I want to burn the switch.
It is just a thistle reed.
Okay, roll it.
All right. I appreciate the love, guys. Don't want to get spanked in this early.
That's a 10.
On an inanimate object.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got this thistle reed, and you're going to hand it over to him, and Imp just goes poof, and a little bolt of fire comes out of his fingertip and burns it up right whenever Elmer's going to grab it. So he's got like a burnt thistle reed in his hand, burning the tips of his fingers, and he's like, boy, I'm gonna get you too. And he comes over after you because he's seen you do it.
Because he's coming after you. He's like, you idiot.
Now he's big mad.
Can I still fly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. As he gets to me, I'm just gonna like hover above his head and just cackle maniacally.
That's what you think until he jumps. Oh. So it happens when you roll a 2. He jumps. But he overjumps because he's so mad. He ends up jumping right over you, and he airballs right over your head. And you're laughing. And you're like, oh, I didn't know he could jump that.
I don't think the Imp would stop laughing. I think that would make him laugh harder, actually.
He ends up overjumping so much, he ends up in a tree. And now he's mad.
Oh, you need me help you get down from there?
Morlin, why don't you cut that tree down for him? Help him get out of the tree.
I don't feel like that would be the safest action. I could climb up there and bring him down.
Morlin, help my paw out the tree.
Morlin.
Okay, and Morlin immediately climbs the tree. Like, just...
Paul, Morlin's going to get you down. Just hold on just a second.
Well, you might not want me to come down from here. He's up there picking switches.
So I'm going to climb up there, and I'm going to go up to Mr. Clyde and try and convince him, in Morlin's most aloof yet charismatic way, to let me carry you down out of the tree in exchange for not... you know, coming after us when we're just having a great time on field day.
Field day ain't even started yet. You boys are already here causing trouble, upsetting Mama, making the dragons worry.
Hang on. How has it not started? The music was a playing. My foot was tapping.
Maul's painting.
And story time. I believe the Mr. Copper Dragon was at least on page 7. I feel like it had started.
Are you sassing me, boy?
I'm not. I'm offering to take you out of the tree... in exchange for just letting us enjoy our momentary experience with flight.
Well, you always were the good one.
Well, I feel like that's accurate.
Well, you saying I'm the bad one?
Boy, when I get down, you're going to find out what I think.
Fellas, yeah, Jeffro, on the ground, you're the bad one.
Shut up,
y'all
him.
Could just shut your holes for a minute. I think I've got this under control. And then we can just go enjoy our time.
Listen, what makes you think I can't get down out of this tree? I got up here on my own.
Well, I mean, yeah, but jumping up and jumping down is two very different, you know, actions with your musculatures.
You're good at jumping. That doesn't mean you're good at climbing, is, I think, what Moreland's trying
to say.
I'm
happy to bring you down.
Well,
and you can just go back out and enjoy the glade, and we'll go on and have us a good old time.
Paul, let's think about this for a second. We're down here doing what the fairies are offering. The fairies are giving us dust.
Fairies ain't nothing but trouble, boy.
The unicorn's having fun. We're having fun. You're stuck up in a tree not having fun. You're the only one that's out of character around these parts right now.
Hey, Ma. You upset by any of this?
Yeah, well, Ma, tell Dad.
Just stay out of my good light and you'll be fine.
See, Paul?
Miss Clyde, have you ever been able to paint a painting before with a flying Goliath and a flying bunny in it?
This is family pictures, Paul. Think of it.
This is, I mean, you are...
Boy, I don't want to be reminded of this.
You are on the bleeding edge of art.
Bleeding is exactly what I'm worried about.
That's a painting of you riding a dragon.
Well,
how you not want to remember that?
I was just 100.
Well, it's not like I ain't never rode a dragon before. I've been to school, boy.
I ain't never rode a dragon.
Well, because you ain't been to school.
Well, I was like 175. I was way up in the air. I was like spruce tree high. And I came back down, and I'm not bleeding. So what's the concern?
Well, come on and get me down out of this tree then.
All right, hop on my back.
Like.
You're a bunny, and I said hop.
I'm guessing Moreland actually says that out loud.
He does. That's great. And then he's like, oh. On the way down, just laughing his greatest Goliath.
You're gonna make a great dad. That was a spot on dad joke there.
I feel like I'm just channeling you.
Oh.
And just carry him
down.
Boy,
this is why you're my favorite.
And just going back out there with Miss Clyde.
Did Jeffro hear that? Jeffro's ears were sticking straight up in the air, and you see him droop down for a second. And now his ears are just drooping on the side, and he turns around and kicks the dirt. Well,
the only reason I know how to joke is because of good old Jeffro.
Yeah, Paul, you ain't got to be so ugly.
But why don't you?
That's even worse than a whooping, isn't it, boy?
Why
come on, I'm going to go over here and...
Come. Okay, go back out there with Miss Clyde. We're going to go see more things.
Yeah, you stay where I can see you. I got eyes on you.
Well, when we were up in the air, you could see us, but you weren't happy then.
As we walk away, I want to turn to Imp and be like, it ain't always good to have a dad, you know. I'm sorry you didn't have one growing up, but dang, look at mine. It ain't always good.
I absolutely love it. I ain't got to deal with none of that. Also, you can perk them ears back up. You're my favorite.
Thank you. I just wish we could get out of here sometimes and not always having somebody tell me what to do and what I can't do. And I mean, daggum, I just want to fly. Look at the dragons over there. Moreland, don't you want to ride a dragon one day?
I didn't until I saw Mr. Clyde.
I know, and it was awesome. Don't you want to ride a dragon?
I thought I wanted to ride a Pegasus.
Yes.
But I feel like the feathery wings would bother me, my allergies, and I feel like a dragon is a better option, like more hypoallergenic option at this point.
Do I currently have my companion?
You all do.
Okay, that's the thing. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
So Imp is going to turn and just look at his shadow and go, someday, buddy. Someday.
Do we know about his... about this?
I assume at least you do at this point. Moreland would.
I think you probably stay with him more than you stay with me.
Well, we were in the Feywild together.
Yeah.
For a
so
while before.
So y'all have only
here.
Come to know me since you came here. And so like I have a, let's be honest, a dope treehouse. I probably wouldn't know. I think that's stuff that I just wouldn't know.
Okay.
I don't know where my companion is not on the scene right now. Which you'll see later, but
you guys are my companions.
Well, that's mighty kind of you there, Morlin.
I very much appreciate and enjoy your company. And I think we should go and explore the glade.
You know what a good idea would be? To try to ride that Pegasus.
Yeah, why don't you try that?
Ain't that a good idea?
I think, Morlin, until I have the option to ride a dragon, I'm going to just enjoy climbing trees.
Have you ever played pretend there, buddy?
I don't understand the question.
How you explain pretend?
Pretend? It's just stuff that's in your mind that's going around that you don't actually do, but sometimes you want to do.
Recently, I was thinking about a spruce tree.
Yeah, just like that. Flew. That's what it is.
Okay, so why don't you just pretend that the Pegasus is a dragon?
I don't know if y'all remember. That did not work out well for us last time.
I had a lot of fun.
I know, but in the end, I had to carry Mr. Clyde out of a tree.
Again, I had a lot of fun. Okay, well.
I got chased by a dragon. I thought it was going to burn me up at one point. Or my dad gave me one or the two. It was the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Well, I mean, listen. It certainly is not the first time that we have gotten in trouble. I, for some reason, do not believe it will be the last.
Well, you hit that nail on the head.
But perhaps we should try and put a little more space between our troubles? I'm hungry.
So, Jeffro, why don't we, let's get out of here.
All right, then.
Wait, what?
I got a carrot if you're hungry. I always carry a carrot in my pocket.
So. I said I'm hungry. I'm huge.
You can see off further down in the glade.
Jeffro's tasty.
You can see off further down in
that
the glade.
My friend.
There's a place where the plateau of the glade slopes down towards the caldera, and that's where actual field day is going on. And when you look over there, you can see that there are, in fact, a few dragons flying around over there, and you can see some of the kids are doing, like, archery. Some of them are practicing, like, throwing spells, various things like that. It looks pretty interesting.
Fellas, I'm looking around over there. Does anyone see perhaps a tree chopping contest or something involving picking heavy things up?
There are, you know, teams building exercises where they're having to move heavy things as groups and things like that. They have all kinds of things going on.
Is this like a... I was in Moreland mode. Is this like a field day where we could form our own three-man team and just dominate?
So it's actually for school, and you guys aren't old enough to be in school yet.
What if we entered anyway?
Yeah, let's just lie. Guys.
I'm good at that.
Let's just go down there and be one of them teams and tell them, like, hey.
I've got an idea. excuse me, Miss Clyde. Could I borrow that painting that you did of us consorting with the large copper dragon?
Well, it ain't finished yet.
Is the dragon on it?
Well, yeah, there's a dragon.
Am I That's and best part. Imp and Jeffro on it?
Well, I got some little blotch over here. And I think that's you up in the top of that tree there. I haven't got all the details in
Can
yet.
You add my red beard and make sure his rabbit ears
Have
are visible?
Have you painted Morlin before you painted me?
You're that
Why don't
round?
Y'all like me very much? I'm your own son.
Listen here, boy, because this
I'm
is
more
you,
like
Jeffro.
Landscape than detail, though.
Jeffro,
very large.
I painted you first. You're that little blotch hiding over there.
Oh,
Look
God.
How good you're hiding.
I'm a freaking drip off. Listen. I just dripped off of your brush, didn't I? Fell on there, and you're calling that me orange.
You
well,
ain't
that's
done
how
yet.
You were made in real life, Jeffro.
Oh, Lord.
So, Damn. Jeffro, It's not that they don't like you. It's just that they like Morlin better.
That makes me feel so good
that
inside.
Is not,
and again, you see my
I was
ears
trying.
Drop down.
That is
Aww.
Not better.
Drop down again.
No, boy, it ain't that I don't like you. I was just showing you being good and hiding like you're supposed to.
So
staying away from predators like a good bunny.
However,
I was just
he was
making
flying.
You better in my painting than you were in
I
real life.
I don't remember when he was hiding. Miss Clyde, I do not remember when he was hiding. He was flying. He, at one point, was flying so fast, he ran into my thigh and almost knocked himself out.
I didn't see that part. I saw him hiding in the grass, in
could
the
you
brown
paint,
grass, like a good boy.
Okay, could you
That's
perhaps paint a version of this that is pretend? what was the word?
Pretend.
Pretend. That was pretend of him flying. And then could I perhaps borrow this painting for a few moments?
Well, I suppose. Give me a minute. Why don't you go over there and listen to story time while I work on it?
Okay.
All right, Dan.
Listen, guys. Here is my plan. We take that, and while Mr. Copper Dragon is still here and doing story time, we go to the caldera and say, this is us finishing our entrance exam with Mr. Copper Dragon, and then see if they'll let us compete in the games.
So you're wanting us to lie? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that's not really new.
Because I am down with that. Dude. I'm sick of listing my ball, and I want to go get in some trouble.
I just want to pick up heavy things, and it appears that some of the prizes is food.
Hey, Moreland.
And I'm very hungry.
I bet you can't pick up that copper dragon's tail.
I feel like this is a bad idea.
So?
That being said, I would like to try and pick up the copper dragon's tail.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll distract him in the front, go around to the back and pick it up.
Oh, I think a distraction.
Jeffro's running off to get in front of the dragon.
He's already gone.
You're going to go get in front of the dragon.
Jeffro takes out his little wooden sword he has on him. He says, copper dragon! Copper dragon! Look at me! Remember earlier when I was flying and you were too slow to catch me? Remember that?
This is not
helpful. When he does that, Imp is going to cast dancing lights and make the lights dance around Jeffro.
Jeffro just like, oh, look at me! I'm magical just like you! Remember, I'm just like a dragon!
All right. I feel like this is my moment. That's a natural 20.
The first crit of the campaign. That is perfect.
So, you go up behind the dragon while he's being distracted by Jeffro. You take a deep breath, grab him by the tail, and lift. What you weren't expecting was that his neck was extended out to come eye to eye with Jethro to give him a piece of his mind, and you actually topple the copper dragon forward. You lift so hard, he doesn't have his front legs on the ground. You lift so hard that you topple him over.
It is nice Jethro, knowing you fellas.
Make a reflex save.
I will go roll up a new character sheet. I'll be right back.
This is a bonus action, but let me ask you if I can use it. Mm-hmm. It's rabbit hop. As a bonus action, you can jump a number of feet equal to 5 times your proficiency bonus, which is 2, so 10 feet, without provoking opportunity attacks. You can use this trait only if your speed is greater than 0. You can use it a number of times equal to your proficiency bonus, and you regain all expended uses when you finish a long rest. So I would like to rabbit hop out of the way
of this. Okay, but roll a reflex save to see if you do it fast enough.
All right, just regular d20?
Yep.
Okay, do I add anything to it? 15.
That's good enough. You have a pretty high dexterity.
I told you I was faster than you.
Oh, God.
And I am now standing behind the copper dragon.
Holding good job, Moreland!
If Moreland is still holding the tail up, Imp is going to walk up and be like, Moreland, knock it off. We are in so much trouble now.
And I'm just standing there holding the tail above my head. Like, that did not go in reality how I saw it in my head. His tail was not as heavy as I expected.
Well, then put it down. We gonna get in trouble.
Jeffro is hopping all around, just excited.
Moreland has.
We did it. We're strong.
Moreland has definitely, at this point, ever so gently placed the tail back on the ground, and he just stands there waiting to find out what happens. He knows he's not going to run away.
Yells over at his Maul. Maul, did you get that painted? Did you paint that down? Look at that. We tipped a dragon over.
And you hear, boy, I'm coming to tan your hide.
I run straight to the pixies. Give me some more dust. Give me some more dust. Dragons, spruce trees.
Okay, so the dragon, once you let his tail down, he tilts back over. And his head comes snaking around and slowly turns to be eye level with you. And he says, you could have just asked. I'm a boy.
I appreciate the information. I just wanted to see if I could lift your tail. Honestly, I saw this going differently in my head.
I imagine you did.
My hope was I like to pick up heavy things. I'm fascinated, at least for the last 8 minutes, with dragons. And I would be, I wanted to participate in the games in the caldera. I believe that my team, which is the other two, could do, well in the games.
You want to go to field day?
We desperately would like to participate.
So the glade isn't good enough for you? You've outgrown?
Well, we got in trouble here a lot. So we were hoping that the field day area might provide a more positive outlet for our energy.
It was Mr. Clyde's fault. He told us to.
Mr. Clyde?
I'm still running away from
you. You may remember him from earlier. He was riding on your back.
I know Mr. Clyde.
Is he still chasing me?
Oh, he's chasing
me. I'm still running.
My goal right now is to get the dragon to stop Mr. Clyde from chasing Jeffro.
He's not going to. Okay. He's like, no, I know Mr. Clyde well.
Well, I'm definitely running over.
He's one of the vassals of our house.
I'm running over to my mall to hide under her legs.
So I would like to first apologize for tipping you over on your face.
In the dirt.
I was not...
In front of everyone.
Oh. I would like to say you're much lighter than I would anticipate, at least in the tail region. again, just for clarification, did I see it correctly that there's snacks of various types as a prize in the field day area?
There are for winners. Winners get the treats.
I mean,
you get a treat then? You got a wiener.
He closes his eye. He winces.
Please don't. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Imp points at your face, at the dragon's face, and says, you got some dirt on you. You want me to get that? I get it off.
He kind of looks at you like astonishedly, like, no.
I know.
He snaps his finger and he's perfectly clean from head to toe.
Oh, I want to do that.
Can I learn that? Because when I'm out doing
a cantrip, I'm not sure you have the right lineage and qualities.
I have tripped many times in the woods.
He does have the right quality.
I definitely can
cast sorcery.
Morlin, what I want you to do right now is think really hard about making lights appear around your head. An imp is going to use dancing lights and try and make it look like Morlin cast.
Are you going to try to cast it without him noticing that it was you?
Yep.
So you need a sleight of hands check.
Purple is 14. My favorite color.
14 is pretty good. But his perception is awesome.
Shit. Yeah, I have a zero sleight of hand.
Yeah, he's like...
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can trip for sure. I have done it many times in the woods.
Oh, and he's looking around for your dad. He's like,
came with Mr. Clyde. My dad's out in the woods trying to complete a timber order.
Yeah. I'm aware of the timber order.
So I, again, sorry about your face. Can we participate?
Elmer!
I'm sorry about too.
He calls out Elmer. Elmer, he's chasing you still, and he calls, and when Elmer's ears prick up when he hears dragon, he's like, yes, sir? He's like, I need a word with you. And he takes him off to the side.
As
soon as he starts walking away, Jeffrey goes, ha! Told you couldn't catch me.
Did you see me tip over a dragon?
Yeah, I saw that, man. You're strong.
I was not expecting that.
You almost hit Jeffro like it was a bat. Like you swung a dragon at Jeffro.
It was cool.
I mean, I guess I expected his tail to be heavy like a tree trunk.
Man, I bet we could wipe those people out in them games down there.
I bet.
As strong as he is, as fast as I am, and Imp, you're Imp. I bet we could do it, guys.
Very tricky and fast with the words.
Thank you, Marlin. Thank you.
There's a possibility, though, that I'm about to die. So.
No, Paul smoothed it out. He always smooths it out.
I just wish, before this dragon eats me, that he would fly up in the air with me in his mouth, so that I could
that
fly
sure would be on a sight to see.
Because I could, maybe I could put my hands out in front of me, like I was flying.
Boy, that'd be a good picture that Maul would draw too. I'd like to hang that up in my room. We could put it in treehouse. We could take his treehouse and go in there.
Yeah.
If you die, we get a new treehouse. Wait a minute. We don't want Marlin to die. My bad, Marlin. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right, I got excited right. about your treehouse and fucking forgot tree about house. You.
Look, I understand that it's a very nice treehouse. Yeah. I could make you one.
You could make me a treehouse?
I could make us like a treehouse apartment building on that one tree where we all live above each other. And I could make y'all's floors above mine.
Do we even want to go to games or do we want to get a treehouse?
For real.
Well, maybe. Okay. Let's.
Wait, Marlin's hungry.
Let's get
him. We done. Need to win that cause, so he can eat.
I'm very, very hungry. But let's make sure I don't die. And then if they let us participate in the games, there is a large, like copious amount of snacks that I'm interested in, as well as some interesting looking drinks. And then if we don't get to participate and he doesn't kill me, then I will make you guys tree houses.
Deal.
Deal.
Like it.
All right. So Imp would like to try and like casually just like, you know, that ridiculous casual walk that people do where they like whistle and they look up at the sky as they're walking. He wants to do like that towards Elmer and the dragon. To try and hear what they were saying.
Well, you can see the dragon's got his head down very low, talking quietly to Elmer. And Elmer's looking nervously back over at you guys and then back to the dragon.
Are there any other, like, dragons around us that appear to be staff at the school?
No.
I want to sneak over and see if I can hear the conversation.
Well, there is no sneaking. They're in the middle of the open glade.
I still want to sneak.
So you start sneaking over there. And then you see, so Elmer, you know, then his ears perk up a little bit, right? And then you see him shrug his shoulders, and he's like, okay. And then the dragon says one more thing to him, and he starts nodding his head, and then he smiles. And he says, hey, boys, come on over here. I want to have a talk with you.
You ain't going with me, are you?
Oh, boy. We're past all that now. And the dragon goes back over with the other dragons.
Can I reserve the right to request the whooping instead of being eaten by a dragon?
Oh, nobody's getting eaten today, boys. Come on over here.
Thanks, Jeffro. That made for a good picture.
Jeffro, you about to get the worst whooping in your life.
I'm a little bit scared.
I probably deserve it. I did tip over a massive copper dragon on his face.
Yeah, and Paul, I didn't have anything to do with that. I didn't touch that dragon. He tried to eat me, actually. Did you see him try to eat me? He fell over and tried to grab me. Only because of the skill you taught me to get out of the way, I was able to save myself from that dragon. That's the only way I survived, Paul, because of you.
It's
Dang,
true.
Morley, what were you thinking?
You're very lithe. Very lithe. I appreciate your nimbleness.
Thank you.
When y'all are done talking nonsense.
I am done.
You done?
Well, boy? I didn't think any of it was nonsense, but I guess go ahead.
Me too.
So,
don't say those things. We always say that in the treehouse. God.
Sorry, Paul.
I was thinking about how y'all been cooped up and haven't had to got to have no fun for a while. That's right. Probably why y'all been misbehaving so much.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah, see, and I was thinking maybe y'all need to get you some exercise.
That's the same thing Maul said. Paul, y'all been talking to each other?
Well, all the time, boy.
She said I've been cooped. This is what she just told me while you were talking to that dragon. I was over there and she said, we keep you too close to us all the time and we need to give you some more freedom.
But I thought we were talking about tree houses.
Yeah. That No.
That was after.
No, that was before.
Imp is going to like nudge Morlin like, shut up.
That's exactly what Maul said. I need some more freedom in my life.
Well, no, we ain't talking about freedom. We're talking about exercise.
We tried flying.
Now, that ain't the same thing. I'm pretty exercised enough, but.
Did you not see him jump from out in front of that dragon?
Oh, did you not see me outfly a dragon? Yeah. See, that dragon needs some exercise.
Also,
he says it loud enough for the dragon.
Also, I did tip over a dragon.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of trouble that I'm talking about, y'all.
Well, if I exercise more, what would have happened to the dragon?
Well, how come every time there's trouble, it's always you three?
Oh, whoa. Well...
Because there are three of us.
Paul, what's your point? What are you trying to get us to do?
I want you to come on down here and walk down into the caldera. Down there to that school.
Y'all, we about to do it.
Y'all guys been running wild too long.
All right.
And y'all need some discipline.
I don't want that.
Jeffro slaps his leg. He said, well, it's about dang time I got some respect around here.
The second part of that is less exciting than the first.
He said discipline.
I'm excited about going to the caldera because there are snacks and drinks and picking up of the heavy things there. The discipline part, jury's out.
Time for y'all to start you some learning. Come on, boys.
But hold on. We don't get to do the games.
All depends on what the teachers say.
All right, then. I guess I can do that.
All right. So that's it for episode one. We're going to have a little break here, and then we'll see what happens at school.
All right, everyone. We thank you so much for tuning in and listening again this week. For Mark, the DM, Mike, Alex, and Travis, we just want to say thank you so much for listening to this passion project of ours. We really enjoy it, and we hope you guys love it too. We also want to make sure that we give a mention to Kevin McLeod, the writer of Corncob, and Alexei Yukankovich, who wrote Empire on Fire. They're the two songs we used for our intro. Hopefully I didn't butcher your name, but we thought your music was dope, so we used it. Links to both of those tracks will be available in the episode description below.
You can find us on social media at Lofty Guild on Twitter, at Gmail. We are The Lofty Adventures Guild at gmail.com. On Facebook, we are The Lofty Adventures Guild.
We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.